Hi, did you know that dead bodies can get goosebumps? So, you know, when you feel like you're in love and or when a song gives you that nice feeling, the chills and, you know, the goose pimply emotion. Well, you can get that when you're dead, too. So isn't that crazy? So like, even after death, even when you're dead, you can still get that feeling of the goosebumps, you know? So it's just like that 90s book, you know, by R.L. Stine. Kind of crazy, right? That we can still get goosebumps after we die. So welcome to an episode of Nevermind a Broadcast, and I'm your host, Izzy Smott. So welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm excited to continue this going. So if you hear any background noises, that's my bebé. He likes to, you know, be up and talk and do his thing, and that's all right. And I have a dog next to me, too. So, you know, it's going to be like this for a little bit until I get back to work. So what are you going to do? So we have this first band called The Pegs. I had them on a show previously. I loved their song, and I loved their music. And I was so happy to get another song from them. So I'm like, fuck yeah. It makes me happy. So this song is called Can't Punch Love, and you can't really punch love because you might go to jail for that because that's domestic, and that would not look good on your file or when you go look for a job, because then that'll be in your record. So you can't punch love no matter how much they suck. So that's what I'm going to give you for life advice. But as always, follow The Pegs. They're doing so many things, and they've been around for such a long time. You can tell listening to a song, you can tell that this is a band that's been around for a long time, and they're not going anywhere. They're going to still kick ass and take names. So Can't Punch Love by The Pegs. So that was Can't Punch Love by The Pegs. And this next band, I've had them on the show before. And this is an apology song. And my goodness, there's a lot of emotion in this one because, oh my God, I don't care how cool you are or how cool you pretend to be. I know that everyone has felt some kind of love for somebody, and you did something and it's over. You know, so you try to get them back and there's nothing you can do to get them back. So I kind of got that feeling of, oh my God, like I'm trying to find a word. Fuck, I forgot the word. But anyways, so everyone has that feeling, had that feeling before where you really love somebody and shit just went wrong, and nothing you could do can make it right. But listening to this song, if you've done something wrong besides cheating, because you know there's not, you can't really come back from cheating. Even though some people do get back together, but that's a whole nother thing. If you fucked up like really, really bad, just send that person this song. It's called an apology song. So it's called Apology Song by the Deflators. I hope you guys can get laid again. So I hope it works out afterwards. Enjoy. I have a talent for fire. So that was Apology Song by the Deflators. And this next band called the Lousketeers, they're amazing. I always see cool stuff that they do online. Like, they're always online. They're always on Instagram posting things, posting shows that they're playing. They're just so busy, and it makes me happy for them. So this song is called Savage Mountain. It's giving me Ramones, Letters to Cleo vibe. It's just so much fun, and it kind of brings me back to the 90s where I'm just like watching like these awesome movies that are, because people don't make movies like they do back in the day, you know what I mean? Like, people make movies now, and it's just like they're copying everything that was done in the past. So it just gives me the good feelings, and I love that. This band is awesome. Check them out, watch them at a show, follow them on social media. So this is the Lousketeers with Savage Mountain. So that was the Lousketeers with Savage Mountain, and it's an X act. I mean, this is awesome. This guy from Lone Creep, he writes these awesome songs on his own and releases them, and it's awesome. It's so cool. I have nothing but respect for that. I think that that's really cool. It's one of the coolest things. I like the fact that like people are just doing it themselves. Like, I love it. I will always have nothing but respect for that. So he released a song called Everyone Can Go Get Fucked. I felt the emotion on that one, you know, because there's times where everything just pisses you off, whether it's inflation, whether it's somebody being a fucking asshole for no reason, or, you know, everyone can go get fucked, because really, maybe that's what you need. Maybe it's that's what they're needing. More people need to go get fucked, because there's a lot of miserable fucks out there and they're not getting fucked. So go get fucked. That's what needed to be said. So I love this song. It's very heavy. It's very like in your face. Fuck you. So check it out. This is Everyone Can Go Get Fucked by Lone Creep.
Yeah.
So that was Everyone Can Go Get Fucked by Lone Creep. And we're at the last song of the episode. Thank you so much to everybody that's been listening, following the show, the page, Instagram page, and sending me songs. All the bands have been sending me songs. I always welcome it. So please send me more music at izzysmut@gmail.com. Just make sure to send it as MP3 or WAV file, but also write a little bit about your band. I've received emails from people, and they just kind of like send me a YouTube link, and then that's it. I'm like, how the fuck am I supposed to like your band with just a link? Like, I don't know who the fuck you are. Like, I almost deleted it because I thought it was spam until I emailed back, said, who the fuck are you? Like, I mean, that's the thing. You got to at least make an effort to be so that people can know and like you as people, not just a fucking link that you probably sent to everybody. And that was that. That's my only thing. Like, I enjoy when people love their band and talk about it and hype up their band, because it's your band. It's your band. How am I supposed to get hyped if you're not hyped? If you don't give a shit, why should I? So that's my thing. Like, I love when people send me what the song is about. Sometimes I'll even get lyrics. Sometimes I'll get a story about the band. And I'm like, oh, there you go. And I'll get like different kinds of links, plus, you know, all this stuff. So it makes me happy when people actually give a shit about their band or their project or whatever they're doing. Keep that in mind, you know, when you're sending things to people, like, let's say booking agents, let's say any other. Back in the day, I had to send like these electronic packages to labels and stuff like that. And, you know, I would write. You would write a bio, you would hook it up, and you put your demo in there, putting your best songs, putting some pictures, promo pictures. You would do all of that for a record label. So have that mentality when you're representing your band everywhere, whether it's like a podcast, whether it's your page, because I want to give some advice to people too, because some people in their bands like to start drama, like to start shit and for attention. And that's just not the way to do it. Everywhere you go, you're representing your band. Even people in your band are representing your band. So if you have people that are like, that are troublemakers starting shit, it makes your band look like shit. Just so you know, it makes your band look like shit. Nobody's gonna respect your music or even book you. So if you want to be an asshole, good luck, because unless you get thrown out of the band, which more than likely you're probably gonna get kicked out of the band for being an asshole. Because I did have a fallout with a band recently because I did see how they were treating people like shit online. I won't say who it is. I just will say this, you know, as a fact that, like, you can't be a fucking asshole and expect people to care about your band. And you can't act like an asshole online and expect people to give a shit about you or your band. Just so you know, keep that in mind. Don't start shit with people just because you're drunk and use that as an excuse. You're representing your band everywhere you go. So whether it's online, whether it's sending an email, just a random email to a podcast or just anywhere, you're representing your band. So if you don't take the time to care and, you know, how you present yourself, nobody else will give a shit. So just keep that in mind. I'm not trying to talk shit. I'm just saying I've seen it online. Unfortunately, I've seen it on social media where people just kind of take it a little bit too far. I had to recently block that band, and I had them on my show before, and it really sucks when I have to do that, because one of their people is a fucking asshole. Guess what? I'm not gonna fucking play your music or support you if you're gonna be a fucking asshole and treat people, especially people that I know that are in the music scene, like shit, because fuck you. So besides all that, we have our last band called Glitter Litter. I've had them on the show before, so I wanted to bring it back to the music. So I did get real for a little bit, but I want to bring it back to the music. So Glitter Litter, what I love is that they sent me a whole paragraph of links of Spotify, everything. It's so cool how, like, they took the time to do that. This started out as a fictional comic book band and transformed into a solo project with Andreas. So it's on the edge of between real and comic book world. And the song is called Candy Heart. So the song is about a girl, and this girl is so sweet that using anything other than candy metaphors will be disrespectful to the ratio of the sucrose in her soul. So see, that's what I love. And Glitter Litter rules. I love their music. I love that it brings me back to the old, you know, old school punk. I mean, yeah, you could say they're alternative too, or hair metal, but I would definitely label them as an old school punk band. And I feel like it's some good stuff. And I really like their music. I really like what they do online. And they took the time to care about their press release. So everyone, take note. So check it out. This is Candy Heart by Glitter Litter. Thank you, everybody, and brought out. Be with you, baby. Oh, reach the 3 months mark.
Store just like before, but some